I'm Melanie Cardiff with the Carbondale Rodeo.
You're the board secretary and volunteer coordinator and sort of all-round Jack Jill of all trades at the rodeo. How long have you been involved with the Carbondale Wild West Rodeo?
I think I am going on about 12 years now.
What keeps you coming back to the rodeo? I mean, it's all volunteer what you're doing. What keeps you coming back?
It is my love for rodeo being a community event and also passion for keeping our Western heritage alive in the valley.
You know, this is a small town rodeo, and it's my favorite rodeo. What do you think is the draw for this? I mean, if the crowds just pack the Gustarian Arena every Thursday night, what's the draw to small town rodeo?
Well, it is a true community event, mm-hmm. and it is a family event, and we do allow our tailgate parking around the arena, which is also very different than many rodeos that you attend. So you can park your vehicle there and have your own kind of private box seating mm-hmm. to watch the rodeo. So we have birthday parties, celebrations, pre-engagement parties, wedding parties. So just lots of fun things that happen.
I think for me, one of the most fun parts is you're right there with the cowboys and Jerry Berentis' stock trucks. I mean, you're right there with everybody. There's no separation, really, between audience and contestants.
No, there isn't. And we do allow you to be able to maneuver your way around the outside of the arena. And you do have that opportunity to get up close and personal with contestants and even the different stock contractors. As you know, you've been able to interview different ones, which has been great. Mm-hmm. And I know these people also always really enjoy being able to tell their stories.
And there's so many stories at the rodeo.
Well, there are a lot of stories at the rodeo. Mm-hmm. There really is. And we also include our young people in this. So we have our junior contestants as well as, you know, we have contestants up in their 80s who are still competing.
So the 6 to 8 year olds are competing in the mutton busting, which, you know, puts a little kid on top of a sheep. It's sort of a precursor to bronc riding or bull riding or steer riding or something. And then they also participate in the calf scramble, which looks like a lot of kids running after calves and they have to pull the ribbon off the tail and all of that. It's very fun. What do the 80-year-olds compete in?
Many people in that age group are still actively roping and riding horses. And we do have some barrel racers who are still competing as very mature women, which is really exciting to see. With rodeo, it's not just a completely young sport. And back to mutton busting, actually, many of our contestants there are even younger. They can be 2 to 3 years old because it's based on a weight limit, not an age limit. So our limit is you cannot weigh more than 50 pounds.
What's your favorite event at the rodeo?
Well, one of my favorite events is the cowhide race because I was very instrumental in getting that event into the rodeo. So again, being small town rodeo, we get to include and add different events that you may not be able to see at another pro-sanctioned rodeo. We also have another event which we call ranch bronc riding because it allows the cowboys and cowgirls, we do have cowgirls who ride these broncs also.
That's right.
They are riding in a stock Western saddle, so it does have a horn, mm-hmm. and they're scored again on their ride, but there's nothing saying if they need to, they cannot not hang on to that horn, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. where another bronc riding, saddle bronc, no, there's no horn, and it is a specific saddle that they need to ride in.
What's the cowhide race?
Well, the cowhide race is a very interesting race. It's a little bit dirty also. And it is literally a cowhide that has been dried with a lariat rope tied into it. And it is at one end of the arena and you have a person on horseback and then a person who is standing next to the hide that will ride that hide. So the person on horseback races down the arena, is handed the rope to dally off, and the person jumps on the hide, and they are pulled behind the horse on the hide back across the finish line. Hallelujah. Yeehaw.
So come on down to the Carbondale Wild West Rodeo this summer. When is the first rodeo?
Thursday, June 7th this year.
Oh, it's coming right up.
It is coming right up. And yeah. I'm always looking for volunteers. You do not necessarily need to have rodeo experience. So if you're interested in wanting to be part of a great community event, please feel free to contact me. You can find my information on carbondalerodeo.com. Or our Facebook page, Carbondale Wild West Rodeo.
Or find you at the rodeo.
Or find me at the rodeo.
That's right. You know, KDNK is in its spring membership drive. What is it about public radio and KDNK that you think people should care about?
Being community radio. Also with the rodeo being a community event. And that between the two, we are a true community in this valley.
Well, Melanie Cardiff of the Carbondale Wild West Rodeo. I'll see you at the rodeo this summer.
Yes, we will.